also on the commission meeting, two RHID, which is the Residential Housing Incentive Districts, were approved for two developments. One of them is called Hawkeye Development. This is an area over on 9th Street, sort of in the proximity of Phillips Scout Park and Forest Park Lake, in between those two areas. There's some undeveloped lots, and this is on a street that currently isn't paved, a one-block street that over the last few years has come up in sort of city discussions with different petitions to have it paved by property owners that were in dispute by those who own the land, but that wasn't developed, and those who own the land that already had houses on them. Since then, the property is sold to a developer who's coming in with a plan to develop the road at their expense, but turn the project into an RHID district so that they have an ability over the next 15 years to recover the cost to put in not just the road, but some of the other infrastructure that is required to develop out the rest of the subdivision. And so that's a smaller development. Now, the second development that was approved is a larger development, Lost River. This would generally be located north of Pioneer Trail and kind of north of Fleming, west of Church of Christ, but still east of, there's a farmer's ditch that borderlines this large piece of property. Now, while the subdivision is certainly larger from a total planned development standpoint, this phase one is really an east to west cul-de-sac design on the end with a block or two in the middle that would have a few units that are approximately in that $250,000 to $300,000 home range. But the full development would expand further north into potentially some mixed use where you may see either more single family homes, maybe some multifamily, and then possibly some neighborhood commercial. So that's a large tract. If people are out there and kind of stand at the end of Fleming and look out in that field, and you look kind of off to the northeast, really all the way until you see that the development that's Prairie View Acres that started as a series of duplexes and smaller homes that are that have access off a campus building across. So, you know, housing's much needed. We've talked about it several times on the show, CD, and we're excited that there's a couple more projects.